Maine already allows first responders, law enforcement, and family members to administer the drug naloxone to people who are in immediate danger of drug overdose. The legislature is now considering a proposal that would make the potentially life-saving drug available more broadly, but as Mal Leary reports, it's likely to run into opposition from Governor Paula Page.
Naloxone is often administered as a nasal mist that works to quickly counteract an overdose of opiates like heroin and OxyContin. Democratic Senator Jeff Gratwick of Bangor, who's also a physician, says the year-old legislation that allowed naloxone has been successful in saving lives but should be expanded to allow friends of addicts and others to provide the overdose antidote.
The importance of this is that you realize if you don't have brain oxygen for 2 minutes, you can hold your breath. 3 minutes, iffy. 5 minutes, life is not good. More than that, you need this quick. You need it very rapidly. And so that's the reason you want to have it more available.
Law enforcement, family members, and medical professionals all testified in support of expanding the availability of the drug. One form of naloxone, Narcan, has been carried by members of the Portland Fire Department since 2002. Its use has grown in the department to 93 cases in 2013. Peter Mishew of the Maine Medical Association says the medical community strongly supports expanding the access to naloxone.
In order to be the most effective, naloxone needs to be readily accessible to those likely to experience an overdose at the time they experience the overdose. They need it right then, right there, and that's why we need to distribute it more widely.
While no one opposed the bills at the public hearing, Governor LePage vetoed the first attempt at expanding access to naloxone last year, and that veto was upheld. But he later relented and did let a measure become law without his signature that allowed family members to administer the drug. But he was not supportive of broader availability, arguing that easy access to an anti-overdose drug would make people feel like they had a safety net and therefore more likely to continue to use opiates.
Just don't think it's appropriate with liability issues to just open it up and say, be a drug addict and we will allow you. We'll have everybody on the street have a little pen, so if you croak, we'll inject you.
LePage's spokeswoman, Adrian Bennett, says there will not be a statement on the current legislation until it reaches the governor's desk, if it gets that far. The bills will now be considered by the Health and Human Services Committee before they go to the full legislature for its consideration. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.